broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Friday. Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin, live from Summerfest at the Gruber Law Office's Sports Zone. My name is Ben Brust, looking at beautiful Lake Michigan in beautiful weather. Come on down to Summerfest. Alongside me is Packer backer repping Jordan Love today. His name is Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
Yes. Excited to be at the largest party on the lakefront, Summerfest. We back, boys. We back.
Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Already been chatting up with many of the suburban white people that come by Summerfest on Thursday at this time. Brad, how are you?
What can I say? The suburban people, I know them. They know me. We're all saying hello. Everybody's out at Summerfest. You should be too. This view of Lake Michigan, does it look like more blue today than normal?
It does.
It looks so beautiful. Vibes are high, boys.
We could tell Ben had Juneteenth off yesterday because he said Thursday.
Well, huh? I said it's a great day to be alive on Friday, and then I did have a little slip up there. Yes, Kyle, on
you
that.
A little too much celebrating Juneteenth yesterday. Happy Juneteenth, my friend.
Yes, Juneteenth was the honey-do list from the fiance. I can tell you that much. But that's not why we're here. We're here to celebrate what is a vibe. I don't know about you guys, but like every year I come from our office – and it's crazy to go from downtown Milwaukee, where our main offices are, and then within a five-minute drive, I feel like I've escaped to a whole new planet.
It is. I mean, you get a little bit of everything here at Summerfest, right? And there are so many parts of it that just feels like it's familiar year after year. I mean, I was walking in the media area, and on one of the stages, there was a band called School of Rock. They were all like 12-year-olds playing out there, and they were really good. So you get that. You get a little bit of something of everything. But I'm not going to lie. As I come back here, I'm just reminded that, you know, what I want evolves throughout the year.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, and download the new easy-to-use ESPN Wisconsin app. You can favorite Kyle Bruston Northman for all of our content. Brad, you're as lame as lame gets.
Wow.
Oh,
hey.
No. See, this
shots
is,
fired early.
That is shots fired, and I don't think KBN Nation's going to agree. Because, you know, I was just saying that, you know, I have moments of clarity now that I'm getting older, right, of what I want, how I want to spend my days. And I've just come to the real moment of clarity, a true moment of a realization, if you will, that you know what the best part of Summerfest is? It's right now. I'm the kind of guy.
What?
I don't even want to be here past dark. I don't even want to be
here.
I want to be here from like 3 o'clock to like 6 o'clock.
This
six
is, walk o'clock.
A, walk this is around. The most Oconomowoc estate, lake country mindset I've ever heard in my life.
You get ahead of the crowds. There's nothing like having a cold carbless as you're walking around the grounds. Sun's out. You're living life as you should be. I don't want to be here after dark. I don't want to fight the crowds.
It doesn't even get dark to 9 o'clock. What do you mean? 3 to 6, man.
That's
come on now.
That's the best time to be at Summerfest.
You out here with the 90-year-old.
He is. He's going to start eating dinners at 5:30 every night with Lexi when they go out for anniversaries.
I should be so lucky.
We do have a poll out there on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Of the 9 days of Summerfest, how many do you attend? 0, 1 to 3 days, 4 to 6 days, 7 to 9 days. Also, I'm always curious what people are interested in. On the Carbless Talk and Text line, if you want to let us know what your favorite concert ever attended at Summerfest is. I love those stories. You can call, text, let us know. Cody chimes in. Brad, are you there wearing socks with sandals as well to chime in?
Wow, already shots taken. Man, I'll tell you what, when you get to your mid-30s, you realize a thing or two. And one of those things you realize is nothing beats walking around with a cold beverage, shun out, beat the crowds. You get home at a reasonable hour, a good night of sleep. Man, that's the way. You just look, you walk around. You just walk around and look at everything. There's so much to look at Summerfest. It would take
Hey, look, it's Brad and the kids all hanging out together.
It would take a marquee, like, I can't miss type person to make me come here at night.
Yeah,
because the daytime is so good.
Brad, I'm with you on getting a little bit older, and our wants and desires change quite a bit with age. And, yes, I get a little bit tired or a little earlier. Like, when I see the clock strike 9 o'clock, I'm like, all right, well, it's time for me to start settling in and settling down and trying to be out the house past 10
o'clock. Please
give me up.
But
being out the house past 10 o'clock seems like a lot. But when it comes to Summerfest, Brad, Summerfest is fun from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., but it really starts to turn up and get lit after 8 o'clock. Coming to Summerfest before 8 o'clock is, you know, it's a good time, but after 8 o'clock, that's when all the fun comes out. That's when all the entertainment comes out. If you think people watching is good right now, people watching after 8 o'clock is cool. And it also makes me relive my youth. I feel young again, seeing all the energy, going to the Miller Lite Oasis stage and saying, oh, wow. I remember I used to do that while I'm sitting there talking to adults about some other things back in our future. But I remember when we used to hang out here in high school at the Miller Oasis stage, seeing OAR. Yeah, those were good days. Those are good days, but they're past. I like people watching. I like being around the energy, because being this age now, going to a club at 35 is a lot. It's a lot. But going to Summerfest, you get to see a great concert. That's when all the best concerts are too, Brad.
You guys are going to appreciate this. Keep going.
Well, yeah. So for me, overall, I love coming to Summerfest after 8 o'clock because that's when all the thrills and the great music really begin.
Kyle, you're exactly right about, like, the vibe of Summerfest. It takes you back to your, like, you put yourself in your younger mindset. Whether your body can handle it or not, you end up just doing it. It's a part of Summerfest. Now, Brad's a robot. He doesn't apply to this conversation, but I did pull a Brad and Kyle. I don't even know if you guys would pull this. And it's not even that I was doing it to save money. I was doing it to reminisce. I remember 2 years ago, Greg Scalzo, market manager of Good Karma Brands, who joins us biweekly on Thursdays, used to do a show with him. And I came to do the show live from Summerfest, knowing that I was going to a concert at the AmFam Amphitheater. What did I do, guys? I'll each give you one guess. Knowing that I was going to one of the headliners at night.
You packed and you were ready to go. You spent time at Summerfest. You maybe got some captain's deck passes and you enjoyed your time before you went in.
I smuggled in water bottles of vodka.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
No,
welcome to the team, Ben. Welcome.
No, that's not the team. It was like trying to feel like the college kid.
That was team high school for us.
I didn't drink in high school, so I was late to the party. I was a late bloomer on a lot of things.
But you decided to do it at 29. You decided that you.
Yeah, what prompt?
I might have been 31.
You to do that?
I just felt the energy. When you walk into Summerfest, you become a different person.
You do.
That's like stealing. You too old for that. I'm just telling you this right now.
I haven't done it since then. It was like a one and done.
It was recent. You are entire. It hasn't even crossed.
Did you never do that as an adolescent?
Never in high school. I did it in college.
Well, okay.
So my college is most people's high school.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're trying to then, like, go back and relive what it's like to be a high schooler in, in southeastern Wisconsin.
I saw a lemon lime soda out here. You go get a free sample of the soda,
bring it in,
take a swig,
you're a cheap strategist. My goodness, strategize to a T.
Well, that was a one-time thing. Now that I have a child and I'm coming here, so I have a wedding shower
tomorrow.
You
have even more reason to want to save money now. You got a baby
and
all that.
But now it's about, like, being a respectable adult in front of other adults. Like, hey, it's going to hurt, but can I buy you this, beer or this round or X or Y?
Time out. Did you have people going to the concert with you?
No.
Say, hey, give me your cup.
Those were, that was like a long, sit in the lawn seats, You're away from, like, you know, you're there for the environment in the lawn seats.
Wow. 100%. That's far.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm going next Friday after our show to Killers.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I like the Killers.
So,
see you there, buddy.
It wasn't even my choice. I didn't. See you there, Strophy.
Are you guys going together?
No, I'm going with my fiance.
No, we're not going together.
Oh, is she a Killers fan, not you?
We'll meet up.
I don't know if she is or isn't.
Then why are you going with me?
Wait,
you're not going
who's trying to see the Killers?
She must be. What was that, Strophy?
Who wants to see them, you or her?
It must be her, but I think
who
it's because a lot.
Who bought the tickets?
Like,
yeah, that's
I got the tickets through connections, obviously.
So did somebody ask you to?
A little AmFam amphitheater connection. You know?
Well, I need, wait a minute. I need a connection.
I could use that.
I'm trying to.
Strophe, you know, you budget for this every single year. I think you're in good shape.
That's bogus. You got a connection. You didn't invite nobody.
I only get one offer of a pair of tickets to any AmFam.
Wait, it was free?
So you did. So you did choose the Killers then.
I didn't choose. Elizabeth chose.
Oh. Wait, you got a free
So she's a Killers fan.
I don't know if she is or isn't.
What
We've
you
never
mean?
Listened to the Killers
wait,
together.
How do you
together?
Not know what kind of music your fiance likes?
Crazy.
This is like the Newlyweds
She's
show.
A Swiftie. I'm listening to Taylor Swift while we're doing yard work yesterday. All I know is that she likes Taylor Swift. I don't know the Killers.
She listens to more than Taylor Swift, doesn't she?
When I'm with her, it's only Taylor Swift.
Name one other band or artist she likes. One.
Huh.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Drive, you're drive,
this guy
we get we're getting married in 2 months. You know, it's funny you say that. Her sister just texted me. She said, for the wedding shower, we're going to give you 5 to 8 questions to answer. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh,
she's
no.
going to know all about me. I got to do a little better job asking questions.
Time out. Wait a minute. You're telling me all y'all listen to is Taylor Swift? That's like listening to Baby Shark over and over.
No crap. Shark. I almost said no bleep because I'm –
I tell we need a break. We need a break. Come on, throw something else on. I might take Baby Shark over some of Taylor Swift at certain parts. But that's what's up, though. You get free hookup, and obviously, in your defense, she probably just looked at the lineup and said, oh, well, this is the band that I like the most out of all of the bands.
That's how it went down, yeah. I don't even know who's playing in AmFam Amphitheater this year.
You know the Killers.
Because once I know that she told me I had to get tickets for the Killers, I go, there goes my choice of AmFam Amphitheater.
Do you know the Killers?
It's the right choice.
Who's the air tonight?
I've heard... some songs, I think.
What's one song by
I couldn't name a name.
This
I couldn't
is
name
so
a song
bad.
By name.
Come
I
on.
I could do a song by recognition.
There's one very, very, very
correct.
Bad that everyone's heard.
Like Jesus,
that's not the one Brad's referring to.
What is he
that's
saying?
A banger, though.
We're young.
That's a, they got like legitimately 8 songs that are bangers.
They got some
so
bangers.
I'll enjoy myself.
Yeah,
you should.
Why did
you guys pause?
I mean, could you ask us? So I'll enjoy myself. I mean, if you don't listen to the Killers, I'm not sure.
I don't know if I've ever gone to a concert where I couldn't name one song by an artist.
That's pretty pathetic. I don't know what you do with your free time, Ben. I mean, the Killers are a pretty popular band. Mr. Brightside. That's
the most famous song of theirs. You'll know it when you hear it. I think.
Yeah, Mr. Brightside.
Lot of Brad slander on the Carb List talk and text line.
Yeah, Brad had a pretty trash.
Oh
day.
My goodness! So someday you'll all know. You'll get
Troy
it.
Troy chimes in. You guys are really in your mid-30s talking about being home in bed by 9. That was Brad.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
There's a word for that, but we can't say it on the air.
You get all the benefits of Summerfest. You tilt it early. You're home in bed. Okay, that is something you can't say on air.
I knew what I was doing to Kyle wasn't on stream either.
I know it. That's not your first time on air, is
that
it?
Is crazy.
Someday you'll all get it. Someday you'll
Brad,
come groveling.
You're more
back
hormonal than your pregnant wife.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Disrespectful.
I just know how to have a good time, boys.
No, you don't.
I do.
Little strophe is a good time. Kyle in the right scenarios, great time. Otherwise, he can have some Brad tendencies. I'll admit, I have to be in the right mindset to be a great time as well. Strophe has that. Hey.
Strophe is annoying.
Hey.
Hey, did you just call me annoying?
I mean, you're
you are annoying.
Yeah,
you have annoying tendencies.
How did I do?
I barely
talked today.
You've still been annoying.
We've been with you for over a year. We know.
Catching strays.
No strays.
I am by far... the person on this panel that would be the most fun to attend a concert with.
Agreed.
Oh,
that's probably
no,
true.
That's not true. That is not true. If you get true Ben in like concert form,
Way more fun than Stroh.
I feel like Ben would be unpredictable, though, and I don't know if I would like that.
Well, the audience would. Obviously, the person who wants to go home at 6 wouldn't.
Well,
point taken.
Good point by Benny. Good point by Benny.
Nice and early. Nice and early.
Thank you, Stroh. Stroh, you and I need to go to a concert. I think we'd have a great time together.
I'm not joking. I'm legitimately going.
It's not going to happen this year.
I'm going to the Killers.
You're going to the Killers together. Yeah. No, you guys are literally going to the same
concert.
You
can find a way, Ben. You can find a way.
I would meet up with
you. You just invited him.
Yeah, we'll get a drink next week. We'll get a drink.
Don't count on it. He's the type of guy that tells you something, Stroh, and then won't.
I'll just text Elizabeth. It's fine.
That's probably the best way to do so to get to me. If you're also looking for something in this beautiful weather, it is Road America's National Park of Speed, IndyCar XPEL Grand Prix this weekend, conveniently located between Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. The largest road course in North America is in our state. It is in Wisconsin. Kids 16 and under are free with the paying it all at the gate. Get your tickets for this weekend. This weekend, the 19th through the 22nd. Come for the experience. Stay for the race. RoadAmerica.com. Brad's a dork. Kyle's fun. I'm sometimes fun. Stroh's a good time.
Party.
We're hanging out with UKBN Nation until 5 o'clock live from the Gruber Law Office of Sports Zone. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman at Summerfest. Elton Jenkins talk in Packers next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby going to get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had invited you. Wary of last year, it's not confidential.
On the Carveless Talking Text Line live from Summerfest, it's Kyle Bruston-Ortman. 800-990-3776. You can get in to the show. Cody chimes in. I think this is pretty accurate, boys. What do you think? I feel like Ben and Alex hanging out is like a bad first date where the girl Ben wants nothing to do with, the guy Alex crushing. Okay, I got to read better. I feel like Ben and Alex hanging out is a bad first date where the girl Ben wants nothing to do with, the guy Alex crushing on her. LOL.
Okay.
Gosh, I thought I heard that differently.
I still don't think that makes any sense.
I read it as you and I together at a concert, I'd eventually be sick of you, but you'd be crushing on me still.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is actively our relationship to begin with.
No, it is.
Yeah,
you were my favorite player growing up. You were the background on my tablet. And
I think I kind of string him along.
Yeah,
because some days he's like, Stroh, I love you. You're the best. And then some days he's like, you're annoying. Go away. Yeah, like I walked up to him while he was eating lunch today because I hadn't said hello to him yet today and I knew he'd be on remote, so I didn't see him. So I wanted to just be like, hey, what's up? Do you need anything from me? Yada, yada. And then it evolved into like this really awkward conversation. And eventually I just walked away.
I feel like Ben has the relationship with Stroh that the minute Stroh feels like the relationship is rocky, too good, Ben will disrupt it. And the minute that Stroh feels like it's disrupted, Ben will make it good. Like, literally the minute it'll just switch.
He's laughing maniacally because you're nailing the diagnosis.
Am I a sick person?
Yes, you are. Yes, 100%.
I love you, Stroh. You know that.
I love Stroh.
Love you too, buddy.
But when you annoy me,
but
which is often.
Hey, did you guys hear what Kyle did to me the other day?
What did I do? Oh gosh, I don't think I told them that.
So we were in the office late. I think it was Monday of this week, and I don't know. It was probably
last week.
Okay, but it was probably about 5:50, 6 o'clock. It was later, and there was probably four of us left. At least in the content world. I think it was Sean, who's the director of content at 101.7 The Truth. Brian,
is this
the director
a different
of content
story
here.
The last time it was all that you guys were left in the office?
Yeah, probably. That happens a lot. But anyway, I was talking about something. Kyle, what'd you say?
Well, I mean, what you're missing is Stroh literally gets off air, and all he did was talk. I listened to Stroh talk for 3 straight hours, and I had to do some work, and Stroh obviously had nothing to do, so he's asking all these people these questions. He asked Brian D, do you love life? And he said, yeah, why? He said, I just want to know. I just want to know.
Life?
And he said, hey, Pratik, come here. Can you listen to this? And I said, bro, like, does this dude ever stop? Does he ever shut up? Like, he just never stopped
whoa,
talking.
Whoa, whoa, calm
did you
down.
Say that?
It's okay.
You say that to
yes. me? Yes. I would never talk to you like, he I said, know, but I would never talk to you like Kyle just
this kid never shuts up.
I mean, bro, we get done with a radio show after 3 hours. Usually we need a moment of peace. Strofe did not stop talking nonstop, and he was just bouncing off a wall.
Kyle, you,
to
Kyle, you know
don't
what that
worry.
Is?
Don't
you know
worry.
What that is? Because I love life.
Why is that?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Strofe, what prompted you to ask that question?
You don't try to get inside of a brain.
But I must know. I must know.
Oh, Brad, do you love life?
What prompt? I love life.
Should we,
I love
should
life.
We put it on the poll?
Yeah.
Do you love life?
It might be controversial,
no,
but yes.
No, please don't.
Why can't we?
I don't know. I mean, the nose you got to look into.
Yeah.
I feel like a mandatory reporter. I got to figure
yeah.
out life.
Yeah, anyone who says no in like, comments, we're going to have to be like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Feel that we have to report it.
All right.
Oh, my
do you
goodness.
Love life? 800-990-3776. Also, Elton Jenkins, is Kyle going to bring the same heat that we're feeling right now? Right around this time, last year, heading into training camp, Jordan Love didn't have a deal. Elton Jenkins switched over positions. He's a great teammate. He's played about every position on the offensive line in his tenure yeah. for the Green Bay Packers.
Not about, he has.
He will be playing center if all things go well, but he wants his money as he's switching to a position that is not as valued to be a good team guy. And there's a little bit of a holdup right now, and he was at minicamp, didn't participate. Will Kyle be calling Elton Jenkins selfish for sitting out?
No, I'm not calling Elton Jenkins selfish at all. It's completely different. It is completely different. We didn't ask Jordan Love to switch a position, right? We didn't sign a different quarterback and tell Jordan Love, can you move over? If you go ask somebody like Elton Jenkins, the caliber that he is, as he's one of the better guards in the NFL, one of the most consistent offensive linemen who has very little flaws. He's a great pass blocker, a very good run blocker, and he has been dependable outside of that knee injury. And you saw how important he was in a playoff game, because if we remember, when Elton Jenkins went down in that playoff game, chaos ensued for the Green Bay Packers against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jordan Love was running for his life. He does a great job making sure your franchise quarterback is upright. And you ask the gentleman who has played tackle for you, who has played guard for you, has never complained. You ask him, going to the age of 30, hey, can you now move to the center position so we can sign somebody else to give this team a better chance to win a Super Bowl? And he says, sure, I'm willing to do anything the team wants. And then he says, for me to do this, can you guys just guarantee, because I know a history. I know a history of guys who are on this team, but then once they turned 30, they were poof, disappear, weren't on this team. All I'm looking for is a little bit more job security and guarantee the fact that you won't just cut me like you cut so many other people when they get in their 30s. So you would think the Packers would say, you know what, you scratched our back, so we'll scratch yours, but nope. The Green Bay Packers are stalling out and making Elton Jenkins wait. And this is all about a week after they released Jaire Alexander. And Jaire Alexander they released because he wasn't available and wasn't playing. When do you reward players for being available? When do you reward players for being team players? At what point are the Green Bay Packers going to stop playing this stupid game of playing with guys? Give the dude the guarantee of next year. It will be well worth it because he's a great team player. And you don't want to mess up any type of chemistry inside that locker room. So, no, I point no fingers at Elton Jenkins. All the fingers are pointed at the Green Bay Packers organization. Be better, do better.
Kyle, I'm right there with you because Elton Jenkins has been a pillar of this line now for several years. He does it all. He does it all without complaining. And the Packers moved him to a position that is among the least valuable, at least financially, mm-hmm. on the offensive line. And he's not asking for more money. He is asking to just be paid and to be guaranteed what they already agreed on, because by becoming a center, you could make the argument you've made yourself less valuable. And so it's all he's doing. The contract that they've already agreed on, just go ahead and guarantee it, because they'll be 30 this year and 31 the next year. He's probably looking at that last year of his deal thinking, I might be primed to be cut,
yep.
and I just had moved to center at the sacrifice of the team. I appreciate frugality. I appreciate a conservative financial nature. But if the Packers don't do this with Elton, they're bordering on, like, you know, toxic cheapness. Toxic cheapness to make themselves better.
Aren't you toxically cheap?
No, debatably, but they certainly were better.
Let them shave.
Yeah, I'm selectively cheap. Very, but when I decide
some
to be cheap,
some may say
I'm
the Packers
cheap.
Are selectively cheap.
No, it's messed up.
And there's so we talk about this Super Bowl window, right?
Yep.
We talk about if the Packers are going to win a Super Bowl over the next 2 years with this cast of players. There's no scenario where the Packers win a Super Bowl without Elgton Jenkins starting on their line. He's got 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah.
Goody, Russ Ball, here is the notice to you guys. Guarantee Elgton Jenkins contracts. He plays all the games all season. He is great at his position. It makes no detriment to salary cap or anything. You need him on your offensive line. Do not continue to sour the locker room and all these players by being borderline toxic cheap, and I would say you are toxic cheap if you ask someone to sacrifice their career and then you don't somehow make them right.
That's crazy.
That's exactly what
that's
they're doing.
That's crazy.
See, but like, I think we're jumping too far ahead here.
How?
We're not to training camp yet.
But why wouldn't they just do it then?
You're still having him miss out on time. Like, what are we waiting for? You just cut Jair Alexander.
This is real rich coming from Mr. Jordan Love sitting out.
No, Jordan is a different scenario last year.
It's still contract and the value you think you're worth.
It is, but Jordan Love, with him sitting out, was different last year because he signed a contract. He was still trying to prove himself. He still has something to prove, where Elgton Jenkins was asked to do something for the betterment of the football team, and he said, yes, I'm going to do that. I'm just asking the team to take care of this for me. There is no reason why Elgton Jenkins had to miss OTA and why he had to miss minicamp. He should not have had to miss that. The Green Bay Packers need to do better. And Elgton Jenkins ain't stupid, nor is his agent. When they look at this football team, they already know Sean Ryan was taking snaps at center during the OTAs, and he knows Sean Ryan could potentially be somebody who the Packers may try to replace him with. Jacob Monk is another guy they may try to replace him with. We already know they drafted Anthony Belton. We already know the fact that they've got Jordan Morgan. So he understands there's an opportunity for the Green Bay Packers to say, we're going to go young and cheap because we need to find more money to sign who? Zach Tom and Rasheed Walker. He's trying to make sure he's not the odd man out, and I am not blaming him for anything. Get your money that you deserve and that you earn.
Do I just wave to people if they scream and
yes.
look at
yeah.
us?
Yeah,
like just even if they're saying you're the worst person in the world.
Yeah, they could be saying, I hate the show, go Bears. And we're just like waving because we can't hear them or see them.
No, 100%.
But I think that what reflects to me is a concerning trend, right? Because, listen, I get all the baggage with Jair, but I think I look at that and say, if you could just recreate what the Ravens gave him, $4 million guaranteed, up to $6 million if you play, it seems like an easy win-win. For Elgton Jenkins, you've already agreed on this contract. Just guarantee it. Just make it right by him. It seems like an easy middle ground, and the Packers are so commonly unwilling to go to the middle ground.
They agreed to the deal.
They agreed.
The Packers literally said, here, can you sign this? And now they're going. Now they're scratching their head, saying, "Well, you know, we know you signed it, but the little fine print."
We want to make sure we can get out.
Yeah, basically, that's messed up. Can you imagine getting into a relationship without? Now the Green Bay Packers always get all these relationships
and
without.
Call the prenup.
I don't think a prenup is an out. It's a security blanket, isn't it? No.
Depends.
What if
I don't know. What if like you that's have, a different conversation.
Prenups on Kyle Brusselman coming up next.
If you have assets that you need to protect, you can't see everybody.
You like prenups?
You can't have people take your stuff.
You in favor
stuff.
Of prenups?
Go Pacers.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Right. Go Pacers.
Yeah. Go Pacers.
Okay. Go Pacers.
Yeah. It is hot as can be out here, Brad. Ka-chick.
Oh man, you know that sound? It's like I'm Pavlovian when I hear that song or when I hear that sound. Ka-chick. That is the sound of a Carbless. Only Carbless can make that sound, and only Carbless can deliver the promises it delivers on. That is a trustworthy, ready-to-drink cocktail that I love to drink, especially when it's warm outside on a Friday, a feel-good Friday. I'm going to enjoy several tonight at the Nortman Estate. That's because they have everything I'm looking for. I trust exactly what's in that can, because I got to trust whatever I put in my body. I trust the ingredients. It's guilt-free, it's sugar-free, it's carb-free, it's gluten-free, and only 100 calories per can, so there's no guilt associated with it. Not only that, perfect level of carbonation, enough to be, ooh, so refreshing, but not so much to get my stomach upset. And finally, the flavors. I mean, it's all about enjoying it, and every single flavor is enjoyed. Classic cocktails, the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, all the fruit flavors and the classic cocktails. The Margarita 8-Pack is unbelievable. There is something for you when it comes to Carbless. Try them all as you enjoy a flawless summer. This is more with Carbless.
My best friend, Alex Strofe, our producer, called me yesterday to play Summerfest band member or Wisconsin Timber Rattler.
Oh, good.
Is that what we have on the Wheel of Strofe coming up next, Strofe?
Wheel of Strofe!
All righty.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again.
Nobody
said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Summerfest at the Gruber Law Offices Sports Zone. It's Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. A beautiful day on the grounds of Summerfest. Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. Strofe holding it down at the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios. Shout out to Chrissy and Madison, who apparently is having great SportsCenter updates. Getting some texts about that on the Carbless Talking text line. Time now for
Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Another day of Summerfest brings us another day of Summerfest artist or, for the final time this year, Wisconsin Timber Rattler.
Yeah, I had a question about that. I feel like you're going to be running out of Timber Rattlers.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Nashville Sounds next week, I believe.
Ooh, fun.
Oh, very okay. Fun. That's a loaded roster.
All right, fellas, let's start with Eric Martinez.
Ooh. I'm going to go with a guitarist.
Okay.
Wow.
Kyle?
You know what? I'm going to go with a timber rattler, like an infielder.
Okay. Bradley?
Yeah, Eric Martinez sounds like a second baseman to me. He's fast. Fast guy.
Okay. Two of you are right. He is a baseball player.
Hey!
He is a catcher, so I guess infielder technically is also right.
I saw a little guy, too. I didn't see no catcher.
You said infielder. That's technically right. Let's go to this one. How about John Butler?
John Butler?
That's his name. Don't wear it out.
Could be.
No. It's kind of
John Butler doesn't sound like a baseball player. He's a band.
Yeah, he sounds like a fiddler. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, cut. Fiddler.
John Butler.
With them fingers. He seems like he do something with his fingers, his hands.
I feel like John Butler is an indie guy that kind of secretly wants to change his name to something a little bit more edgy.
Yeah.
But he just stuck with John Butler, his God-given name.
He's got to be in the background.
Interesting. You are all correct. John Butler is a Summerfest artist. Brad just used the word edgy, which is the band that plays before John Butler on the Miller Lite Oasis today. John Butler, 8:30 p.m. at the Miller Lite Oasis today at Summerfest.
What does he
do? John Butler Band?
It just says John Butler. I think he's just one guy. He's
So you don't have any details on what
he is. An American
American-Australian
singer, songwriter, and music producer, best known for his time as the frontman of the John Butler Trio, a roots and jam band from Perth, Australia.
How often do you hear people say, "Yeah, I'm American Australian"?
I'm American Australian.
That's not a common thing. I'm Dutch American. Y'all help me now. Polish, what are y'all? Say y'all
German
Welsh,
or German
now. Y'all should know.
I'm white.
Yeah.
Eric.
Good culture here.
Eric Bellinger.
Oh. The Bellinger last name makes me go baseball, given the Bellinger in the majors.
What team does the Bellinger in the majors play for?
I know he played for the Dodgers. I don't know if he's still there.
Cody Bellinger plays for who?
No.
I know it was the Dodgers.
He did play for the Cubs last year. He did play for the Dodgers.
A couple years ago.
Where'd he go this year?
I feel like he's still on a contender.
Yes, he is.
He go west?
Wrong.
Oh, I have no idea.
He might have been one of the Nestor Cortez homers.
Oh, he went to New York.
Wow. They just get everybody there, don't they?
It's called money.
Oh, yes.
Start spreading the news. Who's Eric Bellinger?
I'm gonna go with a band because it's too easy for him to be a baseball player.
Yeah, I feel like it's a band too. I feel like he's actually a popular person.
I'm gonna go with that. He's an actual relative of Cody Bellinger and a baseball player.
All right, do it.
Well, that'd be very wrong of you to do, Brad, because Ben and Kyle are right. Eric Bellinger tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Aurora Pavilion at Summerfest. How about a different EB, Evan Berliner?
Evan Berliner. You know, baseball players have weird names like that.
So do musicians.
He's a lefty pitcher. He's a lefty pitcher.
Yeah, I'm with Ben. He's something. I think he's tossing that thing.
This feels like a bull. I'm actually in agreement here. It feels like a bullpen guy.
You are all correct. He is a member of the Timber Rattlers. However, he's a coach, the hitting coach of the Timber Rattlers. How about
baseball
this
guy,
one?
Weird name.
Josiah Johnson.
What was it?
Josiah Johnson.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean, wait a minute?
I think I know a Josiah Johnson.
Do you?
A musician?
Josiah sounds like the name of a musician, doesn't it?
Josiah the Messiah DeGuara?
He was a football player. He was not a Messiah by any means.
No, he was not.
Josiah Johnson was also very famously a basketball player at UCLA. At one point, different guy, though. Different guy.
A devil?
Did you say a who?
A devil?
It might be. I don't want to call the man devil. I'm going to go musician.
I'm going to go Josiah Rocks Out.
Yeah. Lead singer in a band.
Okay. Josiah Johnson is the front man for the Head and the Heart, which you can see tonight. At the Generac Power Stage.
That's a popular band.
9:30 tonight. Yeah, the Head and the Heart. Yeah, Josiah Johnson. All right, there you go, guys.
I have a confession.
Uh-oh. What?
I've noticed the last 45 minutes, and I feel bad about it.
Uh-oh.
Kyle's got a big thing of food on his teeth, and it took me 45
damn,
minutes
damn, why'd you say nothing?
Yeah, that's
and you
rude.
You filmed a video.
Oh, come on. You a lie. You a lie.
Let me smile.
I think I saw it. I think I saw the same thing too, actually.
Are you mad?
Devin, we got to do the video again.
I saw the same thing.
Y'all just go, let me have stuff in my teeth.
I said something. Brad, of course, doesn't say anything.
Devin, we got to redo the video.
I thought about it.
I had food in my teeth. You didn't see that either?
I thought about it, and then I was like, I just forgot.
What do you mean you thought about it?
Too much other stuff in my mind and Kyle's teeth.
You need $300,000?
Hell yeah, I need $300,000.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Go ahead, Strope.
I just want to throw out there, during the pre-show meeting today, somebody in the meeting had food in their teeth and were immediately informed.
Okay, cool. You guys are better people than us.
Ben, you suck. Why am I getting blamed?
Brad saw it too.
Because you had food.
You're supposed to pass it along.
You're supposed to pay it forward.
I didn't have food in my teeth. You're supposed to pay it forward. It was you.
It was you?
I had the food in my teeth.
Oh, my God.
I'm passing it on, paying it forward.
Who told you right away? Was it Strofe?
I don't remember.
No, Strofe wasn't in it. He was on air.
Y'all got me out here looking like a damn fool.
Is it still there? Let me see it.
All right, tell me about Pato.
You can redo your teeth for $300,000 if you go to Potawatomi Casino Hotel for its endless ways to win. Friday, June 27th, is the finale of the Blockbuster Drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, Boundless Bounty Roll, into drawings worth $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share June 27th only at Potawatomi. Go to Potawatomi.com so you can get involved. Very excited to be here at Summerfest because we have a special guest coming up next. Jason Westhoff, the president of Cousin Subs, is going to be giving us a little sneaky peeky for all of you of what you can get here at Summerfest next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Do you think? No.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from Summerfest.
Fest. It is beautiful. Come on down. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman in the Gruber Law Offices Sports Zone. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wallace, former NFL punter Brad Nortman. And we are super excited because this is one of our favorite times because nobody likes free food more than these two to my right.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody.
Especially good to know.
Joining us is Jason Westhoff, the president of Cousins. Welcome to Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is awesome, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Welcome to our sauna.
This is really nice. I am down 5 pounds already.
Yes.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, right.
Get that summer body ready.
Yeah, who needs those GLP-1s when you can just sit in here?
Been a long-standing partner of Summerfest since the 80s, and it's been great that you've been able to continue to do this with Summerfest, but why is this year so meaningful?
Yeah, I mean, we're celebrating our 53rd anniversary. We just actually celebrated it yesterday.
Congratulations.
First location. Thank you. First location was 60th and Silver Spring. We're a tried and true Milwaukee brand. Our founder, Bill Speck, passed away last year. So, you know, in his passing, we wanted to honor Bill with his favorite sub, which is the Italian special. Mm. But we put a little spin on it this year, and the spin we put on it was the Italian Stallion, which takes the existing special. It adds pepperoni. It adds ham. It adds hot pepper relish. And it adds a mayo as well.
Oh, this looks delicious.
It looks outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Nice cold cut.
You also have a treat. You know, for every sub, you guys always seem to have a treat that goes with it. Tell us about the treat that I'm staring at right now.
This year's treat is the Big Bang sub, appropriately named after the Big Bang. Obviously, we had one last night here. But it's a orange dream base. It comes with whipped cream, and then on top of that, fruity pebbles. And if you want to wash it down with something, wash it down with the edible fruit straw that it comes with.
The straw is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good.
It is hot.
Everyone, look, let's be honest. Maybe you're environmentally conscious. Maybe you're not. The paper straws can get annoying.
Wow.
This is better than a paper straw.
You
can gobble it on up.
Yep.
Yum, 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 yum.
On a hot day like today, this shake is hitting the spot.
Got the marshmallows on, is this a whipped cream on top?
That's whipped cream, yep.
Brad Nortman has barely put any sugars into his body ever in his life.
Yes.
But he makes exceptions for things that taste that delicious, and if he's saying that, Brad, then KBN Nation, everyone listening, the stamp of approval is there.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
How many different kind of like, you know, you got this unbelievable orange vanilla.
Yeah.
How many different varieties are whittled down? Like, do you try like a multiple, and then there's like a selection process?
Yeah.
How do you land on this?
Yeah. How do I get into the tasting?
You need to get into the tasting. I'm a shake guy, so you know, I help bring shakes to the brand, which was one of my, you know, hopefully that's my legacy when I leave. You start really with 20 different flavors.
Your legacy tastes good, by the way.
And then I was going to say, what a great legacy.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Did you create the straw?
I did not create the straw.
Oh, you could have lied to me.
And when I say it's edible, it means you
can eat it. Is this mine, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good. I didn't know Sean was standing right there, one of our teammates, that said, you know, get your hands away from my shake.
No, he's waiting for the chicken tenders to come out.
So,
20 different shakes. You narrow it down to about 5. And then when you get it down to 5 and you find a flavor that you like, then you bring in 3 different types of flavors from different vendors to find out which the perfect one is. So you hone it in and then you make it tight.
So this is like scientific, getting down to the perfect.
What do you think? Cousins has just been around for this long and they don't know what they're doing, Brad? Come on now. You learn how to punt by punting a lot.
That's right.
Yeah. They make shakes and food and sandwiches a lot.
The good news is we don't have to practice. You know, we know what we're doing from this standpoint. So when we say we're testing stuff, we're really just trying a bunch of new stuff. We know what we're going
to
do.
I love to hear that so much.
Yeah.
You still have all your fan favorites, the classic subs, French fries, and the famous Wisconsin cheese curds. Would you like to play one of our favorite games?
Sure. I'd love to play one of your favorite games.
Strofe, your time to shine.
All righty. Here we go. Hold on. Let me get my list.
You told me you were going to do this. Come on, man.
Brian Bassett.
He doesn't know the game.
I thought you set it up. My bad. My bad. I thought you set it up.
Brian Bassett.
Summerfest performer, Wisconsin Timber Rattler roster member is the game. So is this a member of a Summerfest performer this weekend or a member of the single-A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers? That is the game. My apologies for not setting that up.
Are you a fan of the Timber Rattlers?
I'm a baseball fan, a huge baseball fan. I'm a fan of the Timber Rattlers. I'm not sure I know the roster.
Good.
Okay, we'll find out.
I'm a fan of baseball, too.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't need to know the roster. You just need to know names. And you need to tell me whether or not Brian Bassett is a member of Summerfest band tonight or a Wisconsin Timber Rattler member actively.
He sounds like a right-handed pitcher for the T-Rats.
Oh, he's getting right into it, too. Wow. I love it.
I love
right
the position
the
prediction. That's too bad because he's actually a guitarist for Foghat, who's playing the BMO Pavilion.
And he's a lefty, probably. Oh, wow. I couldn't have been more wrong.
You know what? I've never – that's a really good point. Are there lefty – I know there is, but, like, lefty guitarists?
Yeah, they've got to make guitars.
Well, notice it.
The best lefty bassist out there is Paul McCartney.
Correct. Oh, that's a good statement.
I guess my point to this is when you see somebody pitch righty, pitch lefty, shoot a basketball righty or lefty, especially throw a football Tua versus somebody else, it stands out.
So when you're a lefty guitar player, is it on the other side, the whole thing inverted?
You got to flip it, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a lefty. When my kids got Guitar Hero,
wow.
We had to flip it. I had to learn all the buttons backwards.
Yeah. How are you? Pretty good?
I was okay. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Hit him, Strofe.
Justin Nozuka.
Yeah, the Zook, he's definitely a T-Rat.
The Zook!
Well, the Zook is not
phenomenal.
A T-Rat. And I don't even know if that's his nickname. Yeah. He's performing the U-Line Warehouse stage tomorrow at 1:45 p.m.
At 1:45, we all got to go over there.
1:45,
and we got to go
Zook. They're zooking you.
The Zook
and he has
so
been
good.
Called that. He doesn't have good friends.
Yeah.
Amen.
One more before we let you go and enjoy these delicious subs and shakes.
Michael O'Neill.
At this point, has to be first baseman, a position player / pitcher. / coach or manager of the Timber Rattlers.
Yeah, process of elimination would say he is one of those things, Jason. You're absolutely right.
That's
because
awesome.
He is the pitching coach of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Oh, see?
Good guess on
the coach there. That's good, yeah. Well, that's good. 33%, that's pretty good, right?
I mean, that's a good batting average.
You're going to the Hall of Fame.
Right. I like that optimism.
Right.
What an outstanding job Cousins has done with Summerfest and a meaningful year. Bill Speck started the company in 1972 in bringing better subs to Wisconsin.
Sure has.
It's 1 year since they lost their founder. But to honor that legacy, we have, show it, Kyle.
I'm about to eat Vanna White.
Take a bite.
Ooh, this is meaty. Meaty and good.
The Italian Stallion sub inspired by Bill's favorite kind of sandwich. Yum, 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 yum.
Wow.
Kyle Brad.
I get why it was his favorite. That is special.
That's some good sauce on it.
That's so much flavor.
Yeah, good.
We got one for you, too.
Oh, there it is.
It was hiding.
It was hiding again.
Yeah. The PC gets in the way.
That is so good.
Yeah, and the T-shirts, these are actually, this is Bill making a party sub back in 1972. So it's actually like the first original production photo
Thank you for your partnership with Good Karma Brands.
I love it.
ESPN Wisconsin, Summerfest, and everything you've done.
And thank you for the free food.
Jason, it's been a pleasure. Best of luck next year if we see you instead of Justin McCoy for a Summerfest band, or it could be in a Milwaukee.
Yeah,
Admiral.
I'm guessing all bands next year. Obviously, it's Summerfest.
Don't give the guy your secret sauce here.
I didn't even think about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks for having us on. We're back
in
2 minutes. Alex Strofe has put together every Friday a Packers off-season parody song. All four have had different flavors. Get ready. 2 minutes. It's Strofe's time to shine. Not with the Wheel of Strofe, but his parody song next.